From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens.
The Honorable John A. Boehner of the state of Ohio, having received the majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 112th Congress.
And with that announcement, Republican John Boehner replaced Democrat Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. Boehner told his colleagues that they will be expected to change the way they do business.
Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road.
Boehner promised that his party will be fair but firm while respecting the rights of the minority. The GOP now holds a 242-193 majority in the House. Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski is beginning her fifth term in the Senate with the distinction of being the longest-serving woman in the chamber. As NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, Mikulski's political career dates back to the 1970s.
Mikulski's record now surpasses Republican Senator Margaret Chase Smith, who served for 24 years. The 74-year-old Mikulski's political career began with a seat on the Baltimore City Council after helping block a highway that would have gone through the harbor downtown. She lost her first race for a Senate seat in 1974, but 2 years later got elected to the House. She joined the Senate in 1987. When she first arrived at the Senate, she was one of two female lawmakers. Now there are 17. A champion of women's rights, she's the first Democratic woman to be elected to the Senate who didn't succeed a husband or father. The Senate is honoring her with a resolution commending her record-breaking achievement with tributes from lawmakers on both sides. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
Mine safety advocates are hailing the settlement of a government lawsuit against coal mine owner Massey Energy. As NPR's Howard Berkus reports, the settlement includes an effort to force coal mine companies to address safety violations.
Massey Energy's Freedom No. 1 mine in Pike County, Kentucky, was targeted for a federal court injunction after conventional efforts failed to stem persistent and repeated safety violations. The Labor Department continued to press the case even after Massey began to close the mine for good. A federal judge has now approved a settlement which applies more stringent compliance requirements than usual and makes contempt of court citations possible if Freedom continues to violate safety laws. The settlement is designed to protect the 60 or so miners who will spend the next several months dismantling and removing equipment, but it also signals the industry that a tougher mine safety enforcement tool is now being used. Massey says it is pleased to have the issue resolved and felt the best course of action was to cooperate with the government. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A presidential commission is warning of another disaster like the BP oil spill if certain reforms are not made. The seven-member panel concludes that management failures by BP and its contractors and failed government policies led to the disaster. It says the companies made decisions based on cost and lacked the mechanisms to ensure safety. The commission is expected to release a full review of the spill and its aftermath next week. U.S. diplomats are sounding optimistic about the peace process in Sudan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on a crucial vote there beginning this weekend.
Starting Sunday, voters in South Sudan are to decide whether they want to secede, splitting Africa's largest country in two. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa Johnny Carson called it a historic occasion for southern Sudanese and predicted the vote will go smoothly and peacefully.
It's their decision to make, and we're glad that our diplomacy has helped to bring them to this day.
The U.S. helped broker the comprehensive peace agreement that ended a more than 20-year conflict between the North and South and paved the way for the independence vote. There are still many issues that need to be resolved, from boundaries to oil sharing. U.S. officials say they are confident these issues will be resolved diplomatically. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Authorities in Omaha, Nebraska are not speculating on a motive for today's shooting at a local high school. The 17-year-old gunman wounded two classmates before taking his own life. He's been identified as Robert Butler, the son of a police detective. Authorities say a rambling warning was posted on Butler's Facebook page. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for